talk about can players from the past survive in the modern day game, I'm sure that Bob St. Clair would be an excellent offensive tackle now, just a massive guy.
I don't know what it is. I've always felt that, I know when he made it and he had it.
Well, he was the biggest man in the league. He was 6'9", weighed 265, and he was just really an awesome figure out there.
A big, giant bear. He's big and ominous when you meet him, but he's a gentle giant.
Bob St. Clair was a bigger-than-life figure. I mean, his size, his mammoth size at 6'7" or 6'8", dwarfed everybody else on the football field.
This guy was a hell of an offensive lineman. Look at some of those films in those days. You know, he was bigger than anybody else in those days, and he knew how to use. He wasn't a big guy the way big guys are today. Bob St. Clair was more of a gangly type guy, big guy, and he used his limbs and his frame as like leverage.
Was able to move, was able to block on the run, just what you're looking for from a tackle today.
He was a super gentleman, and long after his playing days, he was a guy who would kind of make the rounds in the Candlestick Park parking lot. He was engaged with the other alumni. He was friendly with the fans. He was an ambassador for a long, long time after that final snap. So you think about that as a legacy, not only being an early 49er, playing for so long, being a San Francisco native, but still continuing that bond long after his playing days are over. I mean, what an incredible legacy.
This guy is one of the great offensive linemen in NFL history, and it makes me happy that he lived long enough that he, not only went into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but could kind of serve as that storyteller about that era and kind of came to exemplify that era.